2015年度第2回実用英語技能検定2級一次試験リスニングテスト。ただいまから2級リスニングテストを行います。このテストには第1部と第2部があります。英文はそれぞれ一度だけ読まれます。放送の間メモを取っても構いません。では第1部のテストから始めます。これは対話を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。対話と質問は一度だけ読まれます。問題はナンバーワンからナンバーフィフティーンまで15題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。では始めます。
Excuse me, I want to put a message on the message board by the university cafeteria.
What's it about?That board is only for personal messages or for selling items.
I'm looking for a language partner. You know, I'll teach someone English and they can help me learn Chinese.
Sure. Language exchange messages are fine. Just put your message wherever there is space. Question. Why does the man want to put a message on the message board?Number two.
Bradford Police Department, how may I help you?
My son's bike was stolen. Could you tell me how to make a report?
Are you sure it was stolen, ma'am? Maybe one of his friends borrowed it or something.
I don't think so. We just moved here, and we don't know anybody in the area yet. Question.What does the woman think happened to her son's bicycle? Number three. Hi, I booked a tour to New Zealand, but I won't be able to go because I can't get time off from work.
Do you need to cancel your tour or just change the dates?
I'd like to cancel. Can I get my money back?
Yes, but I'm afraid we can only give you a 50% refund.
Question. What does the woman want to do? Number four. Dan, I heard you're a Baytown Stars fan. I didn't know that you liked ice hockey.
Yeah, I am.I don't go to many of their games, but I watch them on TV.
I've always wanted to see a professional ice hockey game.
If you go, bring lots of money, because tickets aren't cheap. I can only afford to take my kids to one or two games a year.
Question. What do we learn about the Baytown Stars ice hockey games?Number five. Hey, James! I heard your wife just had a baby. Congratulations!
Thanks, Janice. We're still trying to get used to having a baby around the house. We certainly don't sleep as much as we used to.
Well, I remember when my husband and I had our first child. It's a lot of work at first, but you'll get used to it.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right. Thanks for the encouragement.
Question. What is one thing the man says? Number six. Dad, could you help me? I'm trying to print out my English essay, but something's wrong with the printer.
I wish I could help you, Amanda, but I don't know anything about computers.
But I need to hand it in tomorrow morning.
Why don't you wait for your brother to get home from his part-time job? I'm sure he'll know what to do.
Question. Why can't the man help his daughter? Number seven.
Honey, the dishes on this menu look delicious. What are you going to order?
I'm not sure. The steak with mushrooms looks good. But so does the vegetarian platter.
I've been thinking about getting both of those dishes, too. Why don't we get one of each and split them with each other?
Great idea! Question. What do the man and woman decide to do? Number 8. Harry, you went surfing at Billow Island last weekend, right? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was great, Isabel. I hadn't been surfing for months.
Did you have any trouble remembering how to surf?
No, but I stayed on the south side of the island. The waves are smaller there.
Question. What is one thing we learn about Harry? Number 9.
Hello?
Hi, Edgar. This is Jackie Adams. I was wondering if you could babysit my daughter next Thursday night.
Sure. What time do you want me to come over?
6 o'clock would be great. My husband and I are going out for dinner, so we should be back by 9.
No problem. I'll be happy to do it.
Question. What will Edgar do next Thursday night? Number 10. Carl, are you having a coffee break?
Yeah. Actually, my computer isn't working right now, so I can't do any work on it. I'm going to find some other work to do in a few minutes.
If you need something to do, can I ask you a favor? Could you look over these reports for me and see if there are any mistakes?
Sure. The repair person won't be here until 2.
Question. What does the woman ask the man to do? Number 11. Uncle Ed, thanks a lot for letting me stay at your house tonight.
No problem. I know how much more convenient it is to get to the airport from here.
Yeah. I love living in the countryside, but it's just so far to the airport. I'd have to get up really early in the morning.
Well, you're always welcome to stay here before trips.
Question. Why is the woman staying at her uncle's house tonight? Number 12. What are you making, honey? It smells great.
I'm trying to make a dish that my mother used to make. I'm not sure I'm getting the recipe right, though. Here, taste it.
Mmm, that's delicious.
Thanks. This used to be one of my favorite dishes when I was a kid. We had it on special holidays.
Question. What does the man say to his wife about the dish? Number 13. Excuse me, the restroom in this gas station seems to be locked.
Sorry, but our restroom is being repaired. Please use the one in the convenience store next door.
I see. May I leave my car here for a few minutes?
No problem, ma'am. Just leave it parked where it is.
Question. What does the man suggest the woman do? Number 14. Hey, dog. I was surprised to see you at the mall with Carla the other day. I had no idea that you knew her. How did you two meet?
We studied together in France last year. How do you know her?
We were neighbors in our first year of college.
Really? Well, we should all get together sometime.
Question. How does the man know Carla? Number 15.
Excuse me, I'd like to buy this suit, but the pants are too long. Do you have a shorter pair?
I'm sorry. That's the smallest size we have in the store right now. If you'd like, we can shorten them for you.
How many days will that take? I want to wear the suit this weekend.
We can have it done by Thursday afternoon. Question. What is the man's problem?
これは英文を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。英文と質問は一度だけ読まれます。問題はナンバー16からナンバー30まで15題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。では始めます。
Tom plays the guitar. He was planning to buy a new guitar this month.And he had saved almost $1,000 to get one. However, last week, Tom's sister asked him if she could borrow money for car repairs. So Tom lent all his money to her. He hopes she will pay him back next month so he can get his guitar.
Question. Why can't Tom buy a new guitar right now?Number 17. Ladies and gentlemen, our speaker today will be Mr. Pierre Rousseau. He's the founder of Rousseau Fashions. Today, he is going to tell us what clothes will be in fashion this winter. He'll also talk to us about stylish business clothes that will help you stay warm in the office. Now, let's give a big welcome to Mr. Rousseau. Question.What is Mr. Rousseau going to talk about? Number 18.
Yesterday, Sherry saw a movie called Valley of the Swans. She was excited because it had one of her favorite actors in it. His performance was good, but the movie was disappointing. Sherry likes movies with good stories,But she thought this one was very boring. It was too simple, so it was easy to guess how the movie would end.
Question. Why was Sherry disappointed by the movie Valley of the Swans? Number 19. Sam works for a large company. On Thursday afternoon,He was planning to work on an important report. However, there was a problem at the company's factory, so he had to go to an emergency meeting. Sam and his co-workers spent all afternoon discussing the problem, and he had to work on his report until late that night. Question. How did Sam spend the afternoon on Thursday?Number 20.
Hundreds of years ago in Scotland, people believed in small magical creatures called brownies. It was believed that while people were sleeping, brownies would clean their houses for them. However, it was also believed the brownies expected to receive gifts for their work. People said that if a brownie did not like its gifts, it would stop cleaning the house and never return.
Question. What is one thing that Scottish people believed about brownies? Number 21. Yumiko is a biology student at a university. Last weekend, the university hosted a conference on biology. Her professor had recommended that the students go to the conference.Because it would be a good chance for them to hear presentations by some famous experts. It cost $70, but she was glad she spent the money because she learned a lot about biology. Question. What did Yumiko do last weekend? Number 22.
2 years ago...Matt began working at a travel agency. He is good at serving customers, and he has learned about the travel business very quickly. In fact, even some of his older co-workers ask him questions or request his help with difficult problems. Everyone says that he will be made a manager in the near future. Matt is happy that his skills are being noticed.
Question: What do Matt's co-workers say about him? Number 23. Mark is a professional artist. He often holds art shows at well-known galleries, and he has become very successful. He also likes to help other people create art. So last month, he started volunteering at a local community center. He teaches oil painting to students, and he really enjoys sharing his love of art with others. Question: What did Mark do last month? Number 24.
Thank you for coming to this lecture for restaurant owners. Today, I'm going to discuss ways to get customers to come back to your restaurant regularly. I'll teach you classic ideas, such as giving free drink coupons, and new ways, such as creating a web page to improve communication with customers. I think you'll find that these things can be very effective.
Question: What is the speaker going to talk about? Number 25. The city of New Delhi has a serious problem with monkeys. There are huge numbers of them, and they bite people and spread diseases. Many people in New Delhi feed them because they believe monkeys are messengers of a Hindu monkey god named Hanuman. The city has asked people to stop feeding the animals and is trying to move them to a nature area outside the city. Question: What have people in New Delhi been asked to do? Number 26.
Everyone, thank you for coming to hear my speech today. My name is Scott Tyler, and I'm running for mayor of Westlake. I'd like to talk to you today about our city's schools. As you know, the classrooms in our city's schools are too crowded. If elected, I will build more schools and hire more teachers, because every child needs a good education.
Question: What is one thing that Scott Tyler promises to do? Number 27. In 1960, NASA launched a space satellite called TIRIS-1. It was the world's first weather satellite, and it had two TV cameras that were used to make images of cloud patterns. These images helped scientists to study the Earth's weather. Thanks to weather satellites like TIRIS-1, scientists are now able to give early warnings before hurricanes and other dangerous storms come. This has saved many people's lives. Question: What is one thing that we learn about the TIRIS-1 satellite? Number 28.
Peter and his wife often take car trips to national parks on weekends. Peter likes to avoid heavy traffic, so he always wants to leave before 6 a.m. His wife, however, does not like to wake up so early, so she usually wants to leave later. Although they often have disagreements before they go, they always have a great time at their destination.
Question: What do Peter and his wife often disagree about? Number 29. Mary Anning was a British woman who lived during the 1800s. From an early age, she began searching for dinosaur bones in the area where she lived. She found several new kinds of dinosaurs and sold their bones to scientists. She became an expert on dinosaurs, and many of the dinosaurs she found are displayed in famous museums today. Question: What is one thing that we learn about Mary Anning? Number 30.
Every year, Mr. Taylor and his school's band hold a charity concert for a hospital. Last year, only 50 people came, so it did not raise much money. Mr. Taylor thought the problem might be that the concert posters did not look good, so he and the band improved the design by making it more colorful. The new posters helped the band sell over 200 tickets this year.
Question: How did Mr. Taylor and the school band sell more tickets?
では時間です。筆記用具を置いて答えの記入をやめてください。